Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Look, here are a couple of questions I'll bet will stump you. Ready for them? Okay, here they are. Can you tell me within a fraction of a mile just how far it is from your house to school? And can you tell me just how far you walk from the time you get out of bed in the morning until you go back to bed at night? Now, those are pretty hard questions to answer. But not if you own a Jack Armstrong pedometer. No, sir. If you own one of these amazing instruments, you can answer those questions and a lot more. You see, the Jack Armstrong pedometer is a scientifically designed instrument that records to within a fraction of a mile the distance you walk. It's not a toy. No, sir. Actual tests prove that the Jack Armstrong pedometer is just as accurate mile for mile as expensive professional pedometers for sale in many sporting goods stores. Shaped like a watch and finished in gleaming nickel, the Jack Armstrong pedometer actually counts the number of steps you take, totals them up, and automatically gives you the distance you travel in fractions of a mile. Why, I'm willing to bet you've never seen anything like it before. Now remember this. The genuine Jack Armstrong pedometer is for Jack Armstrong's friends and Jack Armstrong's friends alone. It's not for sale in any store in the United States. So if you're going to get in on all the fun this pedometer is handing out, this is your absolutely only and one opportunity. Why, once you've carried a Jack Armstrong pedometer on a hike or a camping trip, I'm willing to bet you wouldn't be without it again for anything. Now, just because the Jack Armstrong pedometer is so amazingly accurate, and just because it looks much like an expensive instrument, don't think it's hard to get one. Why, it's so simple that I'll bet you'll want to put your order in the mail this very night. Now, here's all you have to do to make a genuine Jack Armstrong pedometer your very own. Just tear the top off one Wheaties package and send it, together with your name and address and 10 cents in coin, to Jack Armstrong, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Talk about easy? Why, there's just nothing to it. But if you want to be the first in your crowd to own a Jack Armstrong pedometer, you've got to act fast. So right now, before you do another thing, get your pedometer order ready to mail tonight. And now, Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Jack Armstrong and Billy, Betty, and Uncle Jim are making their way down a steep hillside through trees and thick bushes. They are in the wild hill country, the Zamboanga Peninsula in Mindanao, and are being pursued by a native chieftain, Karang, and his tribe. Below them is a mountain stream which curves around the hill like a horseshoe. On the other side of the hill is a cave where hostile tribes have smuggled rifles and ammunition to use in an uprising against the U.S. Army troops. This cave is guarded by fierce tribesmen who are holding Lieutenant Rawlings prisoner. Nalua, disguised as a Moro peddler, has gone to the cave to get information about Lieutenant Rawlings. Jack and the others were waiting for Nalua when Karang and his men appeared, and right now they're trying to throw Karang off their tracks. Listen.
Hey, Billy, why do you keep looking back up the hill so often?
Jumping crickets, Jack. You haven't forgotten that Karang and his men will soon be coming over the top of that hill.
Not quite this soon, Billy. They haven't yet reached the place where we tied up Mikhail.
Well, they'll find Mikhail, won't they, Jack? They won't leave him to be chewed up by wild animals or something.
No, I wish they wouldn't find him. I wish he'd stay tied up until the soldiers came.
Karang and Yates will find him, all right, Betty. They'll track us right to the place where we had that little scuffle. Here, we're down to the creek bottom. Give me your hand, Betty. I'll help you step down this little ledge.
Oh, thanks, Jack. I'm down now. My, but I'm glad we're not going through any more bushes. Oh, what are you looking for, Uncle Jim?
I'm just looking around to get the lay of the land, Betty. Jack, take a look at your pedometer and see how far we've come since we left Mikhail tied up.
Just a second, Uncle Jim. We've come, just a little over half a mile.
I figure, right, we're a short distance downstream from that secret back entrance to the cave that Mardua told us about.
Oh, what's your plan, Uncle Jim? How are we going to get away from Karang and his men?
I'm going to try and lose our trail in this creek, Betty. And then if things work out right, we'll just disappear.
Disappear?
That's right, disappear.
I think I know what you mean, Uncle Jim. We're going to walk in the creek until we get to the secret entrance to the cave. Then we'll hide in the cave.
But jumpin' jumony gee whiz, we can't do that, Jack. The smuggled rifles are in that cave, and they're guarded by tribesmen.
And we know there must be some of the tribesmen in the cave, Uncle Jim. We know that Lieutenant Rawlings is a prisoner in the cave. They're sure to be guarding him.
That's right, Betty. But from what Malua told me, this secret back entrance to the cave is just a small hole in the cliff on this side of the hill. There's a kind of small natural tunnel that winds under the hill and finally leads to the big cave. Only a few people know of the secret entrance.
Uncle Jim, that's a corking plan of yours. We lose our tracks in this stream, and we hide in the rear part of the cave until we see if we can help Lieutenant Rawlings. If Karang doesn't know the secret entrance, he'll never find us.
That's what I'm hoping, Jack. There's another thing to consider, too. Karang isn't going to lose any time in telling the natives guarding the cave that the old Moro peddler is really Malua. We've got to warn Malua of his danger if we possibly can.
Oh, yes, we must warn Malua, Uncle Jim. It'd be too terrible if anything should happen to him.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's get out in the creek and wade up to the secret entrance to the cave.
Not so fast, Billy. That entrance may be guarded by a sentry, and we don't know for sure that Karang will follow us down the creek. He may go directly to the cave as soon as he discovers Makayo.
Uncle Jim, why don't Billy and I scout ahead and see if the secret entrance is guarded?
That's what I want you to do, Jack. Betty and I'll stay here and see if we're being followed. You and Billy go ahead and see if the back entrance to that cave is guarded.
But suppose it is guarded, Uncle Jim.
If it is guarded, Betty, then we may have to find some way to get rid of the sentry. Jack, you've got your walkie-talkie radio set strapped to your back. Billy, leave your set with me. Then Jack and I can talk with each other after you get out of sight.
Oh, okay, here's my radio, Uncle Jim. I'll help you sling it on your back.
You will be careful, won't you, Jack? You won't let them take you and Billy prisoner or anything?
You bet I'll be careful, Betty. And if anything goes wrong, I'll tell Uncle Jim right away with the walkie-talkie set.
There you are, Uncle Jim. Your walkie-talkie set is all strapped on you now. Don't forget to turn on the switch. Come on, Jack. Let's get going.
You know how to find the back entrance to the cave, don't you, Jack?
Yeah, Malua told me, Uncle Jim. Come on, Billy. We're going to wade up this stream so we won't leave any tracks.
Can we see the back entrance of the cave from here, Jack?
I don't think so, Billy. It's in a small cliff hidden by thick bushes.
But jump on Jupiter, Jack. There's nothing but small cliffs and thick bushes all along this side of the stream.
Manuel said there were two trees right in front of it, Billy. It must be just around that slight bend in the stream. We'll see it in a minute.
What do we do if there's a native there, Jack?
I'll broadcast to Uncle Jim, Billy. Then we'll hide in the bushes somewhere until Uncle Jim comes.
I sure hope the sentry doesn't see us first. Boy, if he does, he'll hide somewhere until he has us cut off. Then he'll come at us with his bolo or something.
We'll have to watch out for that. Let's keep a little closer to shore, Billy.
Okay, Jack. Say, I think I see two trees just beginning to show up around the bend.
And we'd better stick close to the bushes. Here, we'll walk along the very edge of the creek. Just enough so we don't leave any tracks.
Those are two trees, Jack. They're close together. See?
Those must be the two trees that guard the entrance, all right. See the clump of bushes behind them?
Say, I don't see any sentry there. Do you, Jack?
No, I don't see a sign of anybody, Billy. I guess they didn't think it was any use to place a sentry there. They never think that the soldiers or any other white man would know of that secret entrance.
But there may be somebody inside that entrance, Jack. Maybe he's posted in there where we can't see him.
We'll have to go there and find out, Billy.
Jack, I don't see Uncle Jim and Betty anymore. What happened to them?
We've come around the bend a little, Billy. They're still where we left them.
Oh, I guess I shouldn't be so nervous. I can't help thinking about Karang and his men.
We'd better think about this back entrance to the cave, Billy. We're almost to it.
Calling Jack Armstrong. Calling Jack Armstrong.
There's Uncle Jim speaking. I wonder what's up.
Jack speaking. Has anything happened, Uncle Jim?
Karang and his men have reached the top of the hill, Jack. They'll be coming down to the creek as soon as they pick up our trail again. Is there a sentry posted at the back entrance of the cave?
Not as far as I can tell, Uncle Jim. We're almost to the entrance now. There's not a sign of anybody.
Good. Then Betty and I'll come along right away.
All right. And say, Uncle Jim, why don't we both keep our switches on? I'll hang the mic around my neck. Then if anything happens, you'll hear all about it through the walkie-talkie.
That's a good idea, Jack. We'll do it. Signing off, huh?
Uncle Jim will hear every word I say from now on.
Oh, I guess that's a smart idea, all right. There doesn't seem to be anybody in those bushes.
We're going to find out right away, Billy. Here's where we leave the creek and climb up to the entrance. Come on.
I'm glad it's not very far up. This cliff is steep.
Just think of Karang and his men coming down the hill to the creek, Billy. This little cliff wouldn't stop you if you saw them.
Holy mackerel, I'll say it wouldn't. I hope Uncle Jim and Betty have plenty of time to get here before Karang gets down to the creek.
Uncle Jim and Betty will be here in a couple of minutes, Billy.
Geronto, make us river.
Who's that?
The tribesman, Billy. See, behind us. He just stepped out of those bushes.
The front catfish, he's got a bull in his hand. He's coming towards us, Jack. Can't we get into the cave?
That wouldn't do any good, Billy. We've got to get rid of him.
Jumping Jiminy. I'd like to get rid of that Bolo first.
I'm going back to meet him, Billy. I'll offer him a present or something. I'll try to keep his attention on me until Uncle Jim gets here. Come on.
I'm with you, Jack. But how will Uncle Jim ever know?
He's heard every word I've said, Billy. He'll come up through the bushes. We've got to keep this sentry interested in us until Uncle Jim gets here.
I heard, Jack. Be careful. Stall him off. I'm coming as fast as I can.
Milena, sevo le cayato. Cayato. No, angulato.
Crickets, I wish I knew what he was saying. He looks awfully fierce.
He's probably asking us what we're doing here. Do you speak English?
Once I ask a lie.
I guess that means he doesn't speak English, Jack.
I'll offer him something, Billy. I've got it. I'll offer him the pedometer. He'll think it's a watch of some kind at first. Here, let me get it off my belt.
Hurry, Jack. He thinks you're getting out a pistol or something. I don't like the way he's waving that bolo around.
He won't attack us yet, Billy. He'll want to see what I'm offering him first. Here, you. Wouldn't you like to have this pedometer? See, it's round and bright like a watch. It tells how far you walk. Every Zamboanga tribesman should have one.
He doesn't understand a word you say, Jack.
Of course he doesn't, Billy, but he's interested in the pedometer just the same. See, he's lowered his bolo.
I wish he'd tuck it away in his sash. People get hurt playing around with those things.
I knew you'd like to look at it. Here, listen to it click when I move it up and down.
He wants to play with it himself, Jack. You better give it to him.
There you are. Look at him play with it, Billy. Say, do you see any sign of Uncle Jim?
Shh, Jack.
Our friend can't understand English, Billy. See? He thinks I'm talking to him because I'm looking at him. You look around for Uncle Jim.
Oh, I see him, Jack. He's almost here.
Good. Here, let me show you how to wear that pedometer. You stick it in your sash. This way, see? Now, every time you take a step, it goes tick-tock. And you read how far you walk on the dial.
Keep on talking to him, Jack. Uncle Jim is just about here.
Well, what do you think of it? Do you like it?
Watch it, Jack. Watch it. Uncle Jim is about to grab him.
Good.
Now, the sentry's taken care of. Let's go in the secret entrance of the cave and see if we can find Malua.
Well, they've taken care of that sentry all right. He's tied up and gagged, and they won't have to worry about him for a while. But where is Karang and his men? They must be about down to the creek by this time, then they'll try to pick up the trail again. By that time, Jack and Uncle Jim and the others will be somewhere in the cave of the smuggled rifles. And I don't have to tell you that that cave isn't the safest place in the world for them. There's an especially exciting time ahead, and you can bet you want to be there. So listen in, all of you, at this same time next Monday for another thrilling episode of the Zamboanga Adventure with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Listen, there isn't a minute to lose. Not if you're going to get in on all the fun that's going around. Yes, I'm urging you to send for your Jack Armstrong pedometer tonight. So do this right now. Remind Mother to get you a couple of packages of Wheaties in a hurry. Then tear off the top of one Wheaties package and mail it, together with 10 cents in coin and your name and address, to Jack Armstrong, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Get your order for a Jack Armstrong pedometer in the mail right now.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat without a bran.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong,